Turning now to northern Syria, where a major government offensive has sent thousands of people fleeing towards the Turkish border. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is determined to take back the province of Idlib. After nearly 9 years of civil war, this is the last remaining rebel stronghold in Syria. Assad is doing that with the help of his allies, Russia and Iran. The World's Shirin Jafari reports.
Syrian and Russian warplanes are back in the skies of Idlib, carrying out a fierce airstrike campaign. Their mission is to drive out rebel forces opposed to the Syrian government. Last week, Russia and Turkey brokered a ceasefire, but it didn't last, and the war is back on. Idlib is home to about 3 million people. For them, the fighting has had devastating consequences. Syrian journalists say entire families have been killed. The United Nations estimates that around 350,000 people are on the run as a result of the airstrikes. One of them is 29-year-old Mohammed Al-Qassoum. I first spoke with Al-Qassoum over a scratchy WhatsApp call back in December when the bombings started. He told me he was determined to stay in his home. It was all he had, he said. Then, just a day later, Al-Qassoum messaged to say he's changed his mind. He feared for his life and he was leaving. From Idlib, Al-Qassoum went to Aleppo, a city about an hour to the north. Soon after he got there, he found out that his home had been destroyed. Thankfully, he had sent away the 6 orphans he was taking care of. They reunited in Aleppo, waiting for things to calm down. But things didn't calm down. The bombings followed Al-Qassoum to Aleppo.
After 1 month in western Aleppo, now I have been displaced to northern Aleppo. The same reason. Always the bombing from Assad and Russia.
When I checked in with Al-Qassoum yesterday, he told me he was on the move again, this time heading to northern Aleppo. But getting there wasn't easy.
Some people there tried to kidnap me.
He fled on his motorbike, he says. And when he was on the road, 3 men tried to kidnap him. He managed to fend them off, but when that was over, he had to deal with another danger, the winter weather.
The most difficult thing in this road was the cold. I was really freezing.
Now Al-Qassoum is in northern Aleppo. He and the 6 children are crammed in a rented house.
2 rooms for 21 persons.
2 rooms for 21 people, he says. Al-Qassoum's story is one of thousands. Dr. Zahir Sahloul is the president of Med Global, an NGO that sends medical teams to disaster areas and provides health care for refugees. Sahloul visited northern Syria earlier this month.
I visited some of the temporary shelters.
Sahloul says most humanitarian organizations have left northern Syria. The fighting has made it too dangerous for them to operate, so people have to manage on their own.
They don't have diesel fuel and they don't have wood, so they're using plastic bags, they're using slippers, old shoes to burn, and these are carcinogens. But people have to be warm, especially children.
Sahloul brought along some donations with him, but he says it's not nearly enough. He says the international community has stopped paying attention to what's going on in Syria. There are so many other disasters that grab headlines, like the fires in Australia.
There was outpouring of sympathy to the koalas. And koalas are cute, and we have to take care of them. We have to save their lives. But Syrian children are cute also, and we have to pay attention to them and save their lives.
There is one more observation that Sahloul made on his recent trip to Syria, that despite all the challenges, Syrians have not lost hope. He sent me a video of one of his visits to a makeshift camp. It's nighttime. He and a group of kids are standing around a fire. They're singing about their love for their homeland. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.